It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is making big headlines, this time by accusing former President Barack Obama of treason. In a recent interview, Gabbard claimed Obama orchestrated a so-called coup to weaponize federal agencies against political opponents, calling it a betrayal of the Constitution. Her remarks have sparked outrage and interest, especially as the 2024 political landscape continues to heat up. But what does the law actually say about treason, and do her claims hold any legal water? This is what Donald Trump had to say.
What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what, let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people.
I don't know if it's time to go after people is the right term for that. Perhaps it's time to investigate and see if a crime was committed would be better for the president to say. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. At first, you know, I thought this was just perhaps some distraction from the Epstein files or you know, just more Donald Trump, you know, making waves, getting people talking about them. But this has now been turned over to the DOJ. What does that mean now that this has officially been turned over?
Well, that's a referral to the Department of Justice. When you make a referral to the Department of Justice, there's a criminal investigation that's done. Whether or not it goes anywhere is yet to be seen. Doubtful, because treason is a pretty muddy claim, right? You know, the definition of overthrowing the government or, you know, going to war, aiding the war and allies against the United States or our sovereignty, that would be treason, right? So I doubt seriously that treason is on the table for an investigation. But, hey, you got to take everything seriously. There's no reason anyone should look at anything that's being said or done in a lighthearted matter. When people make these accusations and make a referral to the Department of Justice, you have serious people doing serious work.
But there are other possible charges less than treason, obviously. There's abuse of power, obstruction of justice. I don't know. I think I read conspiracy against rights could be something they look at. Maybe even something smaller like misuse of federal resources. Or are those things too small to even consider going after a former president?
I doubt seriously that, you know, here's the gravamen of this situation. The gravamen is hey, that President Obama, according to our securities officers, he basically put in play an investigation, a bogus investigation that President Trump had the influence, you know, by Putin to take on the election. And the Mueller report basically came out, and you probably remember that in 2019 when the Mueller report came out. He indicted 13 Russian nationalists. He, you know, did say two things in that report, in that lengthy report. I think there was two things that came out from that. One is that Russia did a social media platform in the United States to, you know, favor Trump and disparage that of Hillary Clinton. Two, he came out with in that report basically that there was hackers into employees and companies and the like from Russia, you know, military coups and companies. And then he issued indictments. Indictments came thereafter. I think there was a total of 28 indictments from that cause. But he didn't say, and this is the claim, he didn't say that Russia got into our infrastructure of our voting machines. They didn't get in. They didn't hack those things. So I think, you know, if anyone ever dissects that mammoth report, what Gabby's is what our Secretary of, you know, Intelligence and Affairs, Foreign Affairs is saying, hey, listen, this was a bogus investigation against Trump, and people need to be held accountable for that. I think, candidly, yeah, are there lesser crimes that could potentially take place, you know, that you see misuse of resources, misuse of funds? Maybe you see that, and I'm sure they'll take it seriously. But I think ultimately at the end, we need to dissect, and it's a cure for insomnia, but we need to dissect the lengthy reports that have come out and understand in detail before we throw some heavy words to the wall about, you know, treason.
Well, Donald Trump already is saying that President Obama is guilty. What is the DOJ supposed to do when the boss comes out and says that they're already guilty? And and can anybody, you know, Donald Trump talks about people defaming him, and he's been suing the media for saying different things. Is there any, if this proves to not be true, if it becomes nothing, is there any fallout other than politically for Trump or Tulsi Gabbard?
No, I just think it's political. If there's any fallout, it's going to be political. I doubt very seriously you're going to see any kind of criminal charges brought there or civil defamation or slander claims being brought out there. You know, and the other thing is that there's, again, a mighty push. You got to show actual malice, and you got to show, you know, you got to get around the governmental immunity issues as well. But no, I don't. You know, on that civil realm, that's a complicated area, but I doubt very seriously you see a civil lawsuit against President Trump for that, or anyone else within his administration.
And yet I never thought Donald Trump would be charged, but he was indicted, I don't know how many dozens of times. You know, the DOJ kept pushing, and they found, you know, they found grand juries that would indict if for some reason Trump decides he wants to push this issue. Is it possible?
Anything's possible. You know, you hit the nail on the head. Who would have thought a president would be indicted both federally and on state claims? Who would have thunk that? You know, how in our lifetimes would you have ever had that in your mind that could happen? So anything's possible, right? You can bind over or indict a ham sandwich on murder. Because that's, you know, the low bar, the low standard when you get a grand jury. You know, I guess.
Of course,
you
it depends.
Put it under the realm of possibility.
Of course, it depends where you file that ham sandwich indictment. Because if it's in the right jurisdiction and it's politically motivated, you can get things pushed through. And this, I mean, whatever, however you look at this thing, this jurisdiction would be Washington, D.C. Good luck getting a judge or a grand jury to issue anything against Barack Obama. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Be well.
Yep, you too. Yeah, an enormous number of hurdles in front of any possible charges against President Obama and other people from his administration. But still, it has been referred, and it is something that they have to take very, very seriously. Quick break. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.